We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary, see your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey guys, welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast live from the Toyota Lounge here at the DNVR Bar, Colfax and York. I am your host, Susie Hunter. I'm joined by Kale Sorbo. Kale Sorbo, certified Rockies dude right now. Such a Rockies dude.
Dude, so Rockies pilled.
So into the Rockies. So locked in. I'm so locked in right now. By the way, join us in the Toyota chat. I see the chat's already popping, presumably with so many positive comments about the Rockies. We are in the eighth inning of this game right now. Yency, is that Yency pitching? Yency Almonte, former Rocky, is pitching right now against his former team for the Cubs. He's Yency, by the way. I have this number right here. Yency has like such a good ERA against the Rockies. It makes me so sad. But this game's going to be kind of like a series wrap, definitely. A little bit of a watch along. So if crazy stuff happens, we're going to be here to see it. I can see Chris Bryant at bat right now. By the way, he got his first hit of the 2024 season, which is very exciting. But right now, as we're recording this, the Rockies are down 8-3 against the Cubs. And it's really looking like they're about to get swept by the Cubs for the second time in as many series at Wrigley. We're going to talk about all of that. But first, I should remind you, this show is brought to you by Factor Meals. Use code DNVRROX50. That's DNVRROX50. 50 to save 50%. I finally got mine in the mail yesterday, and they are bomb. They gave me these little wellness shots too, like shots of like juice and vitamins. I'm super stoked about it. Super stoked. Yeah, last time we're watching this game that's happening at Wrigley right now. The Rockies have not been great at Wrigley lately. They were swept at Wrigley last season. That was late September. Also, right now, the Rockies are leading the league with some records, and they're not good records, guys. This is a struggling team that we're watching. I know we all see it. I see what everyone says on Twitter, too. I know we're all very frustrated, especially these past couple of games. So many errors. Nolan Jones, also, two errors on one play. Nolan Jones right now is leading all of Major League Baseball in errors. He's got four errors. But yeah, that's kind of weird for him because he was pretty good in that outfield last year. But the other thing, yeah, Chris Bryant tied with Nico Horner for most hit by pitch. So right now his hit by pitch to hit ratio, I think, is 3-1. That's not a fun stat. Not a fun stat. Some other takeaways. Yeah, the errors have really consumed us this series. We've seen them consume the Rockies. The Rockies have not committed multiple errors in consecutive games since last season in May. So I guess it really hasn't been that long, but it's not a fun way to start the season because these guys should be fresh. And also Colorado's six team errors right now, tied for third most in baseball. They do have less errors than the Dodgers. The Dodgers have seven errors already this season. All that money, and for what? For people to be messing up? We'll see. We'll see what happens. The Rockies, the pitching numbers, not so great either. But before we get into those, I'm gonna look at the chat. I'm gonna look at the comments because I am definitely curious. Eric in the chat says, get rid of Bud Black. A Bay says, just force the Montforts to sell the team to someone who cares. Do this by boycotting attendance at home games. I mean, it did not work in Oakland. They're leaving. And the owners all voted that it was okay that Oakland moves instead of working on what they have. I'm just saying, billionaires look out for billionaires. Would they look out for Dick Monfort, who is not a billionaire? Time will tell. Isn't it crazy? Can we just like make note that Taylor Swift, now a billionaire, she has more money than Dick Monfort? Should Taylor Swift buy the Rockies? Let me know in the Toyota chat. Nathan in the chat, sad start indeed. Jorge in the chat, all that money for Tovar and what? Okay, it has been seven games since Tovar has signed this big long extension. This is kind of a thing though, where when guys sign big long extensions, they feel so much pressure. And when you're in your head too much, you mess up. And I feel like that's what's happening here because that is not the Tovar we know. We know how good he can be. Also, I mean, I think it was yesterday's game or Monday's game, but Tovar made a sliding catch. It was such a good catch, but he slid so much further than I think he was even expecting. And that made the throw so much harder. I'm not making excuses. I'm just saying it's a super common thing for dudes to sign these big extensions and to totally get in their heads. Just like trigger warning, I'm going to mention the Philadelphia Phillies. We saw this with Trey Turner last year. He signed that huge contract with the Phillies and then was so, so bad for such a chunk of that season. So it's a common thing that Tovar is not the only person this has happened to. We'll keep an eye on him. Oh my gosh. Hello, everyone in the chat. I am loving this. Nathan in the chat, no to Taylor. I don't know. Taylor's got money. We should think about it. I bet Taylor would sign really expensive pitchers. I bet she would. All right, we have this other evil lord in the chat. Arenado was the pin in the balloon that has left us this bad. Things were rough. This is purgatory. I mean, have you looked at Nolan Arenado lately? He was struggling last season. He's not having a good start to this season either. So I don't know. But yes, that was really when things started unraveling exponentially for the Rockies. Patrick in the chat, Rockies are cursed beyond belief. Blame Mike Hampton. Evil Lord in the chat, and we need to trade the owners. That's not how it works. The owners will like vote for each other. I don't know. Oh, Patrick says that the curse started with Tulo, or the unraveling started with Tulo. Yeah, it's fair. Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm so sorry to upset all the men by suggesting that a billionaire woman buy a baseball team. My bad. hold on. Carly, Chris in the chat. Is it true that we haven't scored first in 12 games? Yes, that is true. That is actually true. And I believe now it's 13 games. Yeah, that is an actual real stat that we are really looking at. Guys, thank you so much for joining us in the Toyota chat. Let's real fast before we kind of break down some other things, some pitching stats I wanted to get into because these are some really, really upsetting stats. So these were taken before the start of this game, obviously. The game's still going on right now. It's like still the top of the eighth. Nothing is scored. Okay. But Brenton Doyle's up, by the way. He had such a nice double earlier in this game, and he is just so fast. I love how fast he is. He is so speedy. But Pierce, some pitching by the numbers. The team ERA going into this game today, They are last in Major League Baseball, by the way, with a team ERA of 8.08. The Rockies are also second in home runs allowed behind the Cardinals. They've allowed 11 home runs, so that's the second most in Major League Baseball. Weirdly enough, the A's are at the top of this list. They have only allowed 2 home runs. What? So crazy. The Rockies are last in strikeouts per 9. They only have 5.88 strikeouts per 9 innings. They rank second behind the Marlins in pitches per inning, and I don't like that stat because we know how important pitch efficiency is. The Rockies are fourth in walks allowed behind Miami, San Diego, and Tampa Bay. They're tied with Oakland. They've allowed 28 walks so far in these 7 games this series. Through 6 games, because these are numbers from before this game started. And yeah, they're 13th in pitch count. Before the start of today's game, they had thrown 909 total pitches, but also, like, they're not higher on that list because the Rockies haven't played a lot of, Rockies pitching has not pitched in a lot of ninth innings. They've only pitched in 1 ninth inning. So it's pretty wild out here, if you ask me. It's always a good time, though, here in the Toyota Lounge. We love our Toyotas. You guys know how much I love Toyota if you follow me on social media, but your Front Range Toyota stores are so excited to begin this new partnership with DNVR. Toyota is the official vehicle of DNVR. Also, Kale, like, while we were out of town, like, did we get a car? Like, where is this car?
So I think they just, like, wrapped a car, put a bunch of decals on a car for a promo shoot for us. But damn. I think we're going to be able to, like, take that car to, like, tailgates and different events and stuff. But no, DNVR does not have a car.
We were, like, freaking out. I was like, wait, did we get a car?
Yeah, that would have been insane.
That would have been nuts. I'm still, like, really stoked. Also, like, this is my first show here in studio with, like, the new mic flags. I'm loving them. But whether you're let's get it back on track, Suze. Okay, whether you're conquering off-road trails or hauling the weight of the world, there is a Toyota truck that is just right for you, like the all-new 2024 Tacoma. And the return of the 2024 Land Cruiser is also coming this spring. Toyota's got 17 other models, by the way, including the epic 4Runner. Big fan of the 4Runner. But yeah, Toyota's SUVs take command of the road and of the trail, so you can explore all of those roads less traveled, or maybe just try to get through Denver on a snowy day. You can do that too with a Toyota. But yeah, visit your Front Range Toyota stores at a location near you. AutoNation Toyota, Arapahoe in Centennial, Corwin Toyota in Boulder, Groove Toyota in Littleton, Mountain States Toyota in Denver, Stevenson Toyota East in Aurora, and Stevenson Toyota West in Lakewood. And yeah, the official Toyota, the official vehicle of the Colorado Rockies. Yeah, they got some nice Toyotas sitting all around Coors Field. Also, that means hashtag Toyota Talk is so back. I'm very excited about that. I'm very excited for the Factor meal kits that have arrived at my house. Again, I was not expecting the wellness shots either. That was a fun little surprise. But you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Fresh, never frozen, chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat in just 2 minutes. And they've got a lot of good things in addition to those meals, smoothies, those wellness shots that I mentioned. And they're also, guys, happy April. They're celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Eats. There's going to be a badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. That's so cool. So head to factormeals.com/DNVRROCKS50. Again, that's DNVRROX50. Go to that website. Use code DNVRROCKS50. Use code DNVRROCKS50. And you can get 50% off when you try Factor. How about that? All right. The Toyota chat is bumping. What am I missing in here? Trenton loves the Toyota sponsorship. I'm paraphrasing. All right, Daddy's Surprise. Welcome back, Daddy's Surprise. Dick Monfort is truly one of the best owners in sports. He cares about the fan experience, and I'm here for it.
That's a five pepper take, but you know, everybody is free in the Toyota chat what they will. A
five pepper take. That's good. That's good. That was a spicy take, sir. I feel like Daddy's Surprise, just like judging by the name, probably dude who just loves to stir up some chaos wherever he goes in a way that I really appreciate. In a way that really resonates. I'm sorry. Did we just get a Jake Cave double? All right. Hold the phone, guys. Hold the phone. First of all, so many Phillies fans love to give the Rockies a hard time. They're like, ooh, he's your problem now. Or like, everyone's like always chirping. Jake Cave has only done one thing wrong. He tried to leg out a single the other day into a double and was out. So that I did not love. He saved a run in that awful home opener, that awful opening day. And Jake Cave just hit an RBI double. Chris Bryant crossed home. Nolan Jones crossed home. Bretton Doyle's still on base out there somewhere. He's at third. That's pretty fun. All right. We're having a fun eighth inning. It went from a six-run game to a three-run game right now. I did say, I'm like, if this game somehow goes into extras while we are live, it's like actually going to turn into the most chaotic watch-along this company has ever seen. But shout out Jake Cave, the RBI double. Let's freaking go. Let's talk about some of the other games earlier in this series before we wrap up this one, because this one is still ongoing. But the Rockies series opener against the Cubs on Monday, a 5-0 loss to the Cubs at their home opener. It was a mess, both the playing and the weather. The weather has been miserable out there in Chicago. This game today started 20 minutes late. I can't even believe they got it in. It is definitely raining. Is the dude with the bear suit still sitting behind home plate? Yes, he is. And he loved that. Hector Neris is a Cub right now. Oh my gosh. Hector Neris, chaotic king. You never know what you're going to get from Hector Neris. And now Charlie Blackman's up. Yeah, the Rocks are so alive right now. They are trying. Yes, exactly. Is that S. Castro in the chat? The Rockies are trying to fight back. Oh, they do not want to get swept at Wrigley for a second time in a row. And I am here for the battle. Plus, they can go all out. They got an off day tomorrow. Let's bring it back to Monday, though. Terrible weather, but Dakota Hudson probably gave us the best Rockies start of the season. 5 1/3 innings pitched, 4 hits, 3 runs, but none of those were earned. Those runs earned on errors, including those 2 Nolan Jones errors on one play. It was in the 6th inning. There was one out. A single turned into an inside the park homer. But also, Dakota Hudson started that inning with 2 singles. So those weren't earned runs, though. So he's got a nothing ERA right now. I'm pretty sure that single that scored the inside the park home run happened on the first pitch, too. That was a pretty brutal one to watch. It was a really brutal one to watch. We got to see Peter Lambert out there. He pitched the last 2 innings of that game. 5 hits, 2 runs, all earned. No walks, no strikeouts. Love the no walks. Do not love the no strikeouts. Chris Bryant had a hit until he didn't. Chris Bryant apparently reached on an error. It was originally ruled a single. We were all so excited that Chris Bryant got his first hit of the season because he has been due. And it got rescored as an error on the third baseman. Didn't love that. By the way, I've been keeping note of just how many times the Rockies have allowed the leadoff runner to reach first base or more. Ooh, what are you? Did we just get tacos? This is a one-run game. Of course, this is happening while we're live. Of course. Hold on. I have to tweet out tacos or else everyone's unhappy.
Or else the world will end. That's
taco,
you know.
Taco apostrophe S. I loved trying to explain this to the social boys.
The social boys.
The social boys, they're like, why is it lowercase? Why is it apostrophe?
So, yeah, neither of them are Rockies fans. So they just, like, had, like, never... It was such a fascinating concept to them.
Yeah, no, they are learning. And I love watching them learn. It's so cute. I feel like I'm raising two sons. And I'm so proud of them. Did I not even tweet out the YouTube link? Or did it disappear? Guys, stick with me. This is, again, so live. We got to tweet this out. We are live through this madness. Retweet it. Share it with your friends. Anything can happen. If we get 1,000 live viewers, by the way, I will shotgun this Coors Light.
If we get 100 concurrent live viewers, I'll shotgun the beer on camera.
If we
get
100?
100 concurrent live viewers, I will shotgun a beer on camera.
Mine is a little bigger because I'm not even sure I really know how to shotgun. Like, I know how it works. I'm not going to do it like Kyle Freeland does it where he just shoves his fit and just... No devices.
So I'm not saying I'm Kyle Freeland level, but I could put it on my special skills on my resume.
You know, you look like a guy who could shotgun a beer.
It's, you know, shout out my Drake University education for that. It was a big deal.
Kale, it's a tied game.
Oh my God. This is totally happening. We joked about this right before the show. We were like, of course, late night show. This is, of course, going to be the one that goes into crazy overtime.
Oh my gosh.
Or extra inning,
this
sorry.
This is so funny. Hold on, I'm going to send out one more tweet. Okay. This is the beauty of live, people. The beauty of live. Yeah, Tovar with the RBI double. Who was talking shit about Tovar earlier? Retract your statement. Come on. Come on, this is exciting. This is actually probably the most exciting Rockies game of the season so far. I know they already have a win from Saturday in Arizona, but this is fun. This is fun. Because these guys were way behind, and I really thought they were going to get swept. And now it is a tied game. We've got Tovar on second. Rockies could win this, like right now. Max up to bat, by the way. Ryan McMahon. I'll give you some stats on Ryan McMahon. Because Ryan McMahon has been such a bright spot in these struggling Rockies. Through six games, so before, these are stats all from before this game started. Through six games, Mac 18 for 20, a .400 batting average. Meanwhile, the rest of the Rockies are hitting .204. So Rymac has been cooking. And also, it's 2024. He wears the number 24. He knew. He just knew. All right, let's check the Toyota chat right now because y'all are chirping. Watch along is a must if the Rockies win. Yeah, we're going to stay until this game is over. We will not break the stream. And again, if we get 1,000 live viewers, I will shotgun this Coors Light. Yeah, this show also brought to you by Coors Light. We love Coors Light. Listen, it is the beer that is literally made to chill, but also literally made to celebrate if you are watching your Rockies come back to tie up the game. But yeah, whatever you're juggling, work, family, you need something to drink for the home opener. Life is crazy. Coors Light is going to make it so much better. It's going to help you find those moments to reset and refresh all year long. I love that the Rockies have refreshed right before our eyes. Listen, Coors Light is cold lagered. It's cold filtered, cold packaged. This beer doesn't know what it's like to be room temperature. It is only chill all the time. When it's time to chill, Coors Light is the beer I reach for. So when you want to hit reset, grab the beer that is made to chill. Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door through Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/DNVR. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. My goodness, we have to shout out our friends at Game Time because they have an opening day special that is good through April 14th. So get that Game Time app open right now. Here's the deal. It's a baseball-specific special. Let me. Okay. So here's what you do. It's for a limited time, only until the 14th. You can get $20 off any Major League Baseball purchase of $150 or more in the Game Time app. Use code FIRSTPITCH. So you could buy one really bomb ticket for $150. You could buy a couple of really good tickets for $75 each. You could buy 15 of your friends' $10 tickets and call it a day. You're going to get $20 off no matter which way you do. You just got to spend $150 or more. Some terms do apply, but again, that code is FIRSTPITCH for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Guys, it's a little late for me to be doing a show, not going to lie. It's a little late for them to have a getaway game. They both have days off tomorrow, so I'm just glad this game is getting in today. But I digress. The Rockies playing well is giving me life. Art, is there anything else from Monday's game that I have to address? Yency came in. Yency, we saw him pitch earlier in this game that we're watching here. It's Wednesday night. Yency also pitched Monday night. Yency has a 1.59 ERA in his 11 career games against the Rockies. And we miss him dearly because he is he's a great pitcher, but he's a great personality. He's a very nice dude. We wish him the best. And unfortunately, sometimes his best is against the Rockies. So yeah, we mentioned Nolan Jones had two errors on that one play on Monday. I mentioned that Tovar catch where he just kept sliding on the wet grass. The wind was so crazy, just nothing could get out. There was a big hit, and I think that was... Oh, Charlie Blackman had a big hit in the third inning. He looked so sure it was a home run, and then it wasn't. It got caught because nothing was moving. And yeah, we saw it was a rough game for our pitching, for Rockies pitching. Shota Imanga, the Cubs starter, by the way, he was great. Six inning pitch, two hits, no walks, nine strikeouts. Couldn't be us, but I wish it was. All right. The Rockies did not, Ryan McMahon did not manage to score Tovar with two outs in the eighth inning. But we're in the bottom of the eighth right now. It's 8-8. Whose lucky number is 8? No one on this team wears 8, do they? Not right now. Let's talk a little bit about Tuesday. That was a big, big loss. 12-2. Rockies, 2 runs on 7 hits versus the Cubs, 12 runs on 14 hits. And I think Bud Black said after this game, listen, the bats aren't swinging, the pitching isn't sharp, and it's just a terrible combo. It's a terrible place to be right now. And someone asked, maybe it was Spilly, maybe it was a different reporter, if it's like the guys getting in their heads. Because like once you're in a rut, it's so hard to get out of it because you're just so stuck in your head about it. And I wonder if that's what's happening. But Kyle Freeland, oh my gosh, I am so concerned about Kyle Freeland right now because his first start of the season, we saw that on opening day. This second start here in Chicago was not much better. Not much better. So 9 hits, 7 runs, all earned, 3 walks, just 2 strikeouts. He's got a 27 ERA through 2 starts. He had a wild pitch too and 2 hit-by-pitches. Then Victor Vodnik came in to relieve Kyle. Victor Vodnik has been so good, by the way. Such a great bullpen piece right now. Of course, we remember he came over in the trade that sent Pierce Johnson over to Atlanta. Victor Vodnik, 1 hit, no runs, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts. He's still got that perfect 0 ERA. He was in there for 1 2/3 innings. And if we're talking pitch count, because you know I love to talk pitch count, 29 pitches, 17 of those for strikes. And then Anthony Molina came in. Kale, Anthony Molina made his return to the mound after what was possibly just the worst first day of work anyone could have.
Yeah, tough. It was about as bad as I could have seen it go, but I'm glad he got to pitch again.
You know what? He got to pitch again, and first of all, I mean, he... On opening day, I think he pitched 1/3 of an inning. He was out there for 3 innings. I actually couldn't believe they kept him in because, I mean, 4 hits, 5 runs, all those earned. He walked 3 guys, too. He had 1 wild pitch. So like it wasn't smooth. And when he got through the first inning, I was like, oh my gosh, he got through it. Great. And then he went back out for two more. I was so shocked. But what we did see, we saw Anthony Molina get his first career strikeout. That is still his only career strikeout right now. But yeah, that came in the sixth inning, by the way. That was the second batter he faced. He already walked the first. So I'm glad he got the strikeout. Anthony Molina, a young guy, put in a crazy situation, continued to put into crazy situations. Like, again, just like another game where the score's already gotten so out of control and Anthony Molina goes in. I'm just wondering, like, the logic behind it. Is it, like, just because the score is so big, he couldn't possibly feel any pressure? I don't know. Let me know in the Toyota chat. Kale, do you have a thought for the Toyota chat?
I just feel like it's kind of a baffling decision for me both times it's happened. Like, I just don't think you should put that young guy in that spot, but mm-hmm. I'm, you know, not the one making the call there.
Yeah, personally, I wouldn't. But I don't know what else is going on in there. We like to think we know what's going on.
That's true. That's true. And, you know, maybe they had the conversation and there was, like, a plan going into that game, you know, that he was going to be in that spot regardless, yeah. You know, and, like, that's how they mapped out their rotations for the week. You know, you don't know any of these things, so.
Sometimes we just don't know. And sometimes we just don't get an answer. Sometimes it just be like that. Trenton in the chat, seriously, Kyle is concerning me. This is probably the most concerned I've ever been about Kyle Freeland. Because again, he's one of those dudes that's always so locked in. Yet this season so far, he has not been. He's only pitched 5 2/3 innings this whole season so far. That's like one start. That's like one, like, I can't even. And by the way, the Rockies have lost their lead. What happened? Looks like we had some base traffic, and then Seiya Suzuki reached on a fielder's choice. Miles Mastroboni scored, the worst name in baseball. That's so unfortunate. But hey, he got to cross home plate. I've never crossed home plate, so look who's laughing now. Yeah, it's 9-8 Cubs right now. No matter what happens, the Rockies fought back, that is for sure. Spencer, is that Spencer? Our friend Spencer? Hey, Spencer. Spencer in the chat, I just heard I just heard that Kayla's going to shotgun a beer on the stream. Oh, if she comes. Oh, that's funny.
Well, I said I'd shotgun if 100 people show up.
Yes.
There's like, okay. We've gotten to like 30. So like, get another 70 people in here and I'll shotgun.
It's just another 70 people. Hey, thanks for joining us, Spencer. All right, S. Castor in the chat. Well, the Rockies are about to blow the game. Two men on and no outs. Yeah, it's happening before our eyes. But yes, Trenton added here in the Toyota chat, it is still a one-run game. We still got a little bit to go. What a crazy decision to start this show before the game ended and just, like, talk through it no matter what. We are unwell. We're not well people. You are watching a woman unravel in real time day after day after day. All right. We got some other stuff to talk about. Some other things to talk about. But we should definitely mention our friends at Chinook Cedary. Because they have, first of all, the biggest seeds in the market. They have like so many flavors. It's so crazy. I'm going to list some of them for you. They have like this lemon pepper, jalapeno ranch, Parmesan and pepper, cinnamon toast, dill pickle, hatch chili, barbecue. I feel like barbecue is not crazy enough for me to end on. I'm going to rework that list later in my head. But the bottom line is they have so many flavors. You can get a sampler pack and try all 8 of them for free. And they're the largest seeds on the market. Head over to ChinookCedary.com and use code ROCKIES for 20% off your order. Best seeds ever. Our friends at Illegal Pete's, by the way, so clutch. I need some Illegal Pete's in my life. They just opened a new spot in Wheat Ridge. Wheat Ridge, you have a friend in the burrito business right in your neighborhood. So, yeah. Illegal Pete's Golds is open. Swing by, join the festivities. Live music, endless margaritas. It's located in Gold's Market, Gold's Marketplace on the corner of 26th and Kipling, overlooking Crown Hill Park in Wheat Ridge. Okay, that sounds like a gorgeous view for some really good food. But yeah, stop by and be a part of this historical Illegal Pete's moment. Love the homies at Illegal Pete's. Love me some reverse nachos.
Oh, the reverse nachos are actually a play. If you get... The reverse nachos are cheaper than a bowl. They're basically the same thing.
Basically.
And you get twice the amount of chips.
You get so many chips.
So, like, the reverse nachos are like an Illegal Pete's hack. Our friend Mitch Merchel shared this all with us because he used to manage Illegal Pete's.
Yes. He is experienced. S. Castro says, hell yeah, shotgun the beer anyway. No. I mean, I might sip it if we get towards the end of the game. By the way, Nick Mears pitching right now. Nick Mears has been so good. But I guess he finally gave up his first run. He has not given up a run yet. It's just one run. What's the worst that could happen with just one run? We got two outs. Two men on. Nick Mears. We'll see what happens. We will see what happens. Guys, thanks so much for joining this podcast episode. While I have you all here, we should talk about the Wild Isotopes game on Sunday because it was a doozy. It was wild. First of all, 31 runs between both teams, the Topes and El Paso. A 14-run ninth inning. Could you imagine if this happened? Did Nick Mears just get hit in the butt by that pitch that came back to him? I would love to see a replay on that because it kind of looked like he got plunked in the booty. All right. 8-9 Rockies. I'm not... We're gonna see what these guys have to do. Who's due up next? Chris Bryant starting off the inning. Chris Bryant, Nolan Jones, Michael Tolia. Michael Tolia, we didn't even talk about his home run on Tuesday. We never finished talking about Tuesday, and that is on me because we keep getting distracted by the game that we are watching. But yeah, Chris Bryant, he was hit by a pitch in the second inning of that game. Rockies pitchers once again allowing the leadoff batter to reach base five times, and those leadoff runners scored four times. So everything came back to haunt these pitchers. Everything. So yeah, it's like, it's weird because it's like, not only are the Rockies just off to like this rough start in general, every inning is also off to a rough start. You're already so behind if your leadoff batter is already on base, whether you walked them, whether you allowed a run. It's just this like overarching pattern that like, how do we get out of it? Is there enough sage to run through the clubhouse? But Michael Tolia saved us from seeing a shutout with a two-run homer. It was in the seventh inning. Shout out to Elias Diaz for getting hit by a pitch to make it a two-run homer. But also, Kale, I'm pretty sure it was Michael Tolia's fiance's birthday yesterday because I saw so many posts on social media. And if I ask him about it, he'll be like, why do you know that? Because you posted it.
It was so funny. He was like, it's like, how do you know that? When we were talking about the olive oil at his engagement party, he was like, because you put it on your Instagram story? Like, what are... Like...
Also, you know what? Michael Tolia, a Leo. Now we know his girlfriend, or fiance, rather, is an Aries. That's a good combo. That is a good combo. The fire sign combo. Yeah. All right, we're heading into the eighth inning right now. I'm just vaguely keeping an eye on the game. Definitely not, you know, broadcasting play-by-play because that would be illegal. No, we're just casually watching the game while I'm casually doing a podcast. Lots of errors. We mentioned that Nolan Jones is leading the league in errors with four errors through five games. Ryan Mack, I already mentioned how good he's been. The Rockies have not scored first in a game since September 23rd. So we're going on now 13 consecutive games that they have not scored the first run. And I don't like that either. That's rough. That's rough. What's not so rough, by the way, I mentioned AAA. The boys down in AAA are mashing. Sean Bouchard on... This was Sunday's game. Sunday's game was wild. Again, that 31-run game. Sean Bouchard had 4 hits. 2 of them were triples. Triples are, like, so random and weird and hard to get. 2 triples, a double. Super dope. Greg Jones, he's mashing. He's had 2 of the hardest hits, 2 of the hardest batted balls this season so far. 110.7 miles an hour, 110 miles an hour. So Greg Jones, I would love to see him up at Coors Field sometime, maybe sooner rather than later. Honestly, if he's got this much power, oh my gosh, he's gonna be breaking windows on that Toyota Tundra that's all the way out in the outfield at Coors Field, which I cannot wait to be back at. Who did Chris Bryant just get another freaking hit? This is exciting. Ooh, Chris Bryant's cooking right now. Finally, day 3 in Chicago. And he is so back. Chris Bryant, so back. Also, you know who else is mashing down in AAA? Aaron Shunk. He had a hit that came off the bat at 109.8 miles an hour. And Sean Bouchard, too. He's hitting hard down there. 108.5 miles an hour. So these boys are hitting. Jordan Beck had 3 hits, 2, 4 RBI, a 2-run homer. So it's such a shame that the Rockies can't hit because their AAA friends are mashing right now. Absolutely mashing. Where are we at, viewers? You know what? We've got 27. Since I've done all of the recap that I'm going to do, I'm going to crack this open because also I left my water in the car. So I'm going to take a sip of my Coors Light. Thank you, Coors Light, for sponsoring us. There we go. Hurley in the chat. Base hit'll start him, KB. Oh my gosh, yes. KB on base with no outs. This is so fun and random.
If the Rockies win, I'll shotgun a beer on the stream.
If we somehow get to 1,000 live viewers in the next, like, few minutes of this game, I'll send someone to get me a new Coors Light.
That's
I think
fair.
It's a little unlikely.
Yeah.
Daddy's surprise, Bryant MVP.
Just a hot takesman, you know?
Wait, hold on. Trent in the chat, I think wearing my KB shirt today generated a bit of good mojo. Stop. Do you know who's wearing a Chris Bryant shirt right now? He's in the room with us.
I mean, I know, but you have to tell the chat.
Okay, so my boyfriend was getting dressed. He came, my mom's in town too, so they all came to the bar for show day. And I was like, I didn't even know you had that Chris Bryant shirt, first of all. And I was like, wait, how many times have you worn it? Because I would love to know. I would love to know Chris Bryant's record for all the times you've worn that shirt. Of course, he doesn't have that data. Weird. But if Chris Bryant's popping off like this, you unfortunately have to wear that shirt every day now. I'm so sorry. He's going to wear it every day until Chris Bryant's MVP again. Unhinged, unhinged. I'm so glad we could have this unhinged evening together. By the way, we've got one base runner, one out. Tolia's up. What if Tolia hits a 2-run bomb here like he did last night? That would be super dope. Hey, some baseball headlines, some baseball stories that I thought were interesting. D-backs Yankees today, Kale, went 11 innings. Woo! And I obviously didn't watch the game. I had a lot of other things going on as we're getting ready for our own home opener. But I saw Derek Montilla tweet, oh my God, they ran out of position players. So it sounds like it was a really crazy, chaotic game.
That does sound crazy. I can't imagine running out of those.
Yeah. The weather's super bad, by the way. Like, I think east of the Mississippi on, it's just, like, really bad weather, just constantly raining. The Orioles had a more than 4-hour rain delay. They ended up playing the game, but they gave everyone who had a ticket a complimentary ticket for having to deal with something so miserable, like waiting 4 hours in the rain for a baseball game. To be fair, the Orioles pretty good, worth the wait. I think excitement about the Orioles right now is as high as it's ever been. Speaking of the weather, though, there's a rumor that the Phillies and Reds can't play a makeup game on a neutral day off because there's a wedding booked at Citizens Bank Park. That would be a crazy, crazy way to affect the literal baseball season. A wedding. Yeah, sorry. I gotta fix my throat. Can you believe talking for an hour straight makes my voice a little scratchy? Did you see Yoshinobu Yamamoto's newest accessory?
No, I did not. Tell me about it.
So he rolled up to the game with a Chanel handbag, a beautiful, very expensive, all black Chanel handbag. So he's carrying it, you know, he's got like this nice outfit, like he's serving looks, but a lot of the boys online are really mad because he has a purse. I don't know. The name of the bag is like the big boy or something like that. I'm like, yeah, it's for big boys. It's for men. It's a handbag. He's got to let him carry his stuff the way he wants to. This was another really chaotic story out of Oakland. Oakland leading the league in chaos right now. Apparently a fan at the Coliseum found this sheet with employee guidelines, and it's hella depressing. So, I mean, just keep in mind also, no matter how bad things get in Colorado, it's not that chaotic here. But yeah, there's like a couple of points that they need to hit. Customer service, engage with the customer, direct them online if we don't have what they're looking for. I understand the fan base may be upset with the team, but do what we can to make their experience with us a positive one. So this must come from like one of the merch stands, and they have a bunch of those. And they're also like really nice. Like the A's have really nice merch. I have a great Oakland sweatshirt. All right. Oh, so here's the thing too. So there's a guideline too. If you see anything that says rooted in Oakland, it must be taken down immediately. Try not to highlight product that focuses on the name Oakland. So they are soft exiting already. The item of the game apparently is a denim jacket, which is 50% off at $89.99. Who is spending that much money on a denim jacket? And apparently if attendance for the game is under 5,000, they close one of the gates. Attendance for this game is apparently 3,500. Their sales goal was 36,000. Still not doing gift cards in all caps. Oh, by the way, Drew is here all week. If you have any questions or concerns, please feel free to reach out. I have so many questions, Drew, and I have so many concerns. Who is Drew? Why is he only here this week? What can he answer? I have so many questions, Drew. So many. Hurley rooted in Denver. Man, I don't think the Rockies are going anywhere. All right, looks like that game ended. That is a heartbreaker. Making that big of a comeback just to lose to Hector Neris? Ugh. Gosh. As Ole with the save. Nick Mears got the loss on that. The first run he gives up all season, he's got a 2.45 ERA. He's like cooking for Rocky standards right now. Yeah. Hey, we're not in Oakland. That's pretty good. All right, so you know what? All of my original predictions still stand. I kind of thought the Rockies weren't gonna win it. They were proving me wrong until they weren't. But yeah, Rockies swept at Wrigley twice in a row. Oh, by the way, this was a bullpen game for the Cubs. And also interesting, Kale. Okay, maybe you know this term. I know restaurant people know this term. The Cubs did a clopin. The closer of last night's game was the opener of today's game, which is not something that really ever happens. Because usually, like, most teams don't do openers. They just have the starter come out. But, yeah, Luke Little did a clopin. Made his first career start after recording the final three outs of last night's game. The first Cubs pitcher to finish a game only to start the next one since the 70s. So, yeah, this is not something we ever see. Also, we saw the end of a bunch of scoreless streaks, including Jalen Beeks. He was scoreless through his first two outings. He allowed a run today. All right. Well, well, well. We did a whole game. We did a lot more game than I was expecting. Kale, thanks for hanging with me. Let's close it out, guys. I'm so grateful for everyone who is here in the Toyota chat. We watched a baseball game together. We had like juicy, interesting baseball to watch. James has come around. Montfort needs to sell the team to Taylor Swift. Get it going. I'll send her a bunch of tweets. She definitely sees them. Jason in the chat, such non-aggressive baseball by the Rocks. Base running, just another negative. I'll look back at this game later. I think this was, one of the better base running games for the Rockies this season. Small sample size. This is the seventh game of the season, by the way. Rockies are 1-6. Heading into the home opener. That's the next game, by the way, the home opener on Friday at Coors Field. I'm so excited to see all the boys back at Coors Field. Come to Ice House. Everyone's going to be there starting at 9 in the morning. If you're not at Ice House to party with the DNVR gang, you're boring. I'm sorry, but you're boring. Austin Gomber is the home opener starter, by the way. Our chaotic king, Austin Gomber. I can't wait. Oh my gosh. It's going to be a good one. I mean, Austin Gomber did not have a bad start last time. I mean, they won that game. Anyway, Gomber for the home opener, Feltner Saturday, Hudson Sunday. I will be live after the home opener, by the way, about a couple hours after the last pitch of the game. We'll be live on Sunday too at the conclusion of the Tampa Bay Rays series. Jeremy, the ace is still technically Kyle Freeland until otherwise notified. Trent in the chat reminding us that at least we aren't Miami. They're 0-7. Let's go. All right, Kale. How are you feeling? Where can we follow you? Because you were posting some banger picks lately.
Just at Kale Sorbo, Kale with two L's.
Kale with two L's. You can follow me at the Susie Hunter on all platform and keep it locked in to DNVR_Rockies on Twitter, where you will find updates on everything that's happening. And we're going to bring you so much opening day coverage. You're not even going to know what to do with yourself. How does that sound? I think it sounds pretty good. But Kale, you know what I love to say about closing out a show like this one?
What do you say, Suze?
I say, that's baseball. That's the show. Talk to you guys on Friday after the home opener, but I'll see you there.
We all silly like the mayor.